We're going to go to the Old Testament lesson, Job chapter 7. And when I read it, it's not going to be a happy text because Job's life wasn't always happy. Is yours? Not always, is it? Every now and then, something happens that makes you really wonder if even your parents are on your side. We were talking about it earlier today. When a kid goes through something serious and the doctors have to do something, the child will shoot a look at the mother that breaks the mother's heart. Let's say you had to go through an x-ray. Let's say you're only 18 months old and you have to go through an x-ray. You don't understand why they're coming at you with those big things, right? You know what they do? They used to tape you down. Now they have a tube they put you in. They put your arms in a tube. Who wants to be put in a tube? And most kids will do what they do. Scream! Yeah, because they're scared. And then they look at mom and mom goes, no. You know, God who made mothers feels like a mother when we go through hard times. He doesn't want us to have to hurt. No mother wants her child to have to go through agony. But sometimes that is helpful to us in a different way. It helps us to cry out to our God, to trust our God. And that doesn't always seem like what's going to happen, but it did with Job. Listen to Job in chapter 7 when he talks about what it felt like to be under the challenges of a broken world. Does not man have hard service on earth? Are not his days like those of a hired man, like a slave longing for the evening shadows, or a hired man eagerly waiting for his wages? So I have been allotted months of futility, that means emptiness, and nights of misery have been assigned to me. When I lie down, I think how long before I get up. The night drags on, and I toss till dawn. My body is clothed with worms and scabs. My skin is festering and broken. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and they come to end without hope. Remember, O God, that my life is but a breath. Now, you do math, and you've learned plus and minus, don't you? As soon as you have something heavy on you, what do you want? Minus sign, take it off! As soon as you have some hurt, what do you want? Minus sign, get out of here, I don't like hurt, right? So how could it be that something hard plus something that hurts equals something good? Job didn't feel that way either. But what's interesting is that when it is hard and when you hurt, you turn to someone who can heal. Even when you're an adult, you will do that. You'll ask for help. And we're training you here at our church and in your homes to reach out to God. Because sometimes when you're hit heavily, and it can be something that hits you really heavy, or you can be hurt in such a way that it feels like it'll never go away, that's when you are going to turn to God. Do you remember that Job was hit that way? He had a lot of loss. Things that he loved were taken away from him, his own children, much of his belongings. You remember that it got worse than that he got hurt on his body. And his wife even said, you should just turn away from God and go die. But Job said, I can't, because I can't forget God. And this is what happens. Our nature wants to get it over and done with, but God can use even some of the hardest things to turn into something good. You're going to hear that in the sermon tonight. I hope you listen to beyond this children's message. And you see that the heavy hurt and the hit hard equals the heavenly healer. Because Job did not angrily curse God. He says, remember God. Remember me. And that's what we do. When we have faith, when we have trust, we keep crying out, please help me, please help me. And we know that God will. I think the secret that you're going to learn tonight again is that if God could give his son, if God could put his son in your place and crucify him to death, he can handle any other problem. And you are able to see that heavenly healer. You're able to go to him like Job did. Remember, he said, I know that my Redeemer lives and that after I die, I'm going to see him. So Job trusted the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And that's what will help you through your hardest time.